Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Sean, RJ, good morning.
Morning.
How good are you feeling after that win against the Giants?
Boy, it feels great. As it turns out, I am in New York this morning, and it's good to be here after that win.
Jerry, the defense seems to be the early storyline. You told us about it. You made really high comparisons to really good defenses of years past. Is it feeling like the defense is the current strength of the Cowboys, and could that be the case throughout this season? That's the strength of the team.
Well, of course, we know that a big defense to rely on is a huge asset. And I guess that if you're going to look for strength beyond our expectation, we thought we'd be strong in the offensive line. But I think the defense has not disappointed us. It's evolving. We're getting some really outstanding coaching input on the defense. Rod Marinelli, Chris, those guys, to not leave out anybody, but everybody's doing a great job from the coaching standpoint, and the players are really responding. So all in all, I would say agree with you that this defense has been the thing that has impressed the most throughout the training camp in the first two games.
Jerry, let's talk about the job that Byron Jones, Cheeto, and whoever else you want to give credit to did on Odell Beckham and this passing game. What are you seeing early on from the Byron transition to corner and Cheeto, who everyone thought had an amazing training camp?
Yeah, and I think you just made the point. Again, no surprises there because they've just continued to get better. As they have gotten more familiar with the system that we're playing. And, of course, really, if you look at it, Byron's a natural for this system. He's got the size, the length, and he can run with anybody. And you saw him do it the other day. Those are as challenging of players on their skill set. I'm talking the Giants, as you'll play against. So he's had a real good game, of course. And then Awuzie is the guy that several people that have watched him since the spring have said that this guy's eligible for an all-pro year.
Jerry, how are you feeling about adding Randy Gregory and maybe Xavier Woods to this defense for this Sunday?
Well, I think that I'm proud that Randy is appears that he's going to be available to us. Xavier was a setback for us because we thought he had as good a camp as anybody on the team. And so both of those players are not only can they, with their unique skills, really add to, which if you start really thinking about this defense, when you can add to this defense right now, then you must have some things to bring to the table, and they do. So I'm glad we're going to have.
Oh, so you expect Woods to be there for Seattle?
Well, both of them are, as you see, as they practice this week, will determine it. But certainly the fact that they're starting off, they're available for the first practice, they're going to have some limitation early as far as getting ready, practicing, but there is an eye on them being available for the game this weekend, Seattle.
Jerry Jones joined us here on 105 Through the Fan. Dak got out and ran in some design runs and some zone reads at times in this game, a little bit more than he had in the previous game. Is that something that you like seeing, or are you hesitant to have your quarterback out there running?
You know, it's a mixed bag. You hate to expose him more. But it's such a dimension, and we had just come off of playing Cam Newton, and he hurt us. Norv Turner I don't think of Norv as a guy that works with the run option on a quarterback, but there you go. He's using Cam when he's got it, and there's no question it impacted the game in Carolina. So, yeah, if we're going to use Dak, we should. But these games are so important to us. And the other thing is that Dak does a very good job throwing on the move. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily pressure. We just have him in a lot of play action. That pass run option is a key part of the game today, and Dak can really do it well. So we'll use him.
You know, the first two drives were tremendous, and then this stalls out in the second and third quarter. Did it look to you like you guys went away from something that was working so well?
Well, I think you just look at where you were. We were two scores up, and they made a couple of stops on us and stopped some potential drives for us, but I don't think anybody deliberately took it off the pedal. We just... you might say had backed them off to some degree on the initial 64-yard throw, and so I like the way we they knew we were there. We showed them our reverse early, both those 64-yard touchdown pass and the reverse there with Tavian was Austin was just what we want to do. He can be a great decoy. But as everybody's quickly pointing out, you can't decoy them unless you actually use them that way, and that's what we did, and their defense had to adjust.
Jerry, should Cowboy fans feel very confident in the creativity and the different plays that you guys have stored up? We're obviously not going to see it in just the first 2 weeks. You had to get out of some of it against Carolina with the down and distance, but when it comes to the creativity, that's a big storyline. Should Cowboy fans feel confident in that?
Yeah, I do. Because we've got the skill sets to use them. This Tavian Austin is not only is he inordinately fast, but he's also an outstanding athlete. And so we're gonna use him in a lot of different ways and should. I think that as you see these receivers, as we get more into the year and you see these receivers showing what they individually bring to the table as well as being a part of a unit. One thing that Sanjay is big about is that he likes for the receivers to look at it as a group, a unit, and this lets him really design the route so that you can, to be simplistic, clear the other guys, clear the defense out. Well, Sanjay's really emphasizing that. It's going to pay off for us.
The Hall of Famer, Jerry Jones, joining us here. Brought to you by Ford with Sean and RJ, as he does every Tuesday on 105.3 The Fan. You guys were in the national headlines yesterday. Of course, you always are when it's a big name, as Josh Gordon was going to be available. Jason told us there hadn't been many discussions yesterday. Did you guys have thought there, Jerry? And why did you decide to stay away if that was the case?
Well, nothing served by going through our thought process, but you can rest assured that every player that is available, especially one with the skill set that he's got, is under evaluation, under scrutiny. That's just the game. That's the personnel part of this. And as Stephen is fond of saying, Stephen Jones, is that personnel is just an all-day job. Every day we continue to evaluate, both from the obvious, that's when we bring a player in to work him out or to basically just interview him, but we're going to continue to be looking at possibilities as long as they keep coming available to the league.
Would you say that you guys are more cautious nowadays than maybe 5 or 10 more years ago with issues with players who have some of the issues that we're talking about here, especially with some of the ones that you guys are currently dealing with the league? Are you more hesitant, or things just the same if there's a great opportunity?
I wouldn't assess that more or less. What we do have is more to consider. We have more information. We have a broader a broader net, if you will, but just a broader consideration. We have our behavior policy. We have our substance policy. We have financial salary considerations. And we also have a, I think, a more sophisticated assessment of injury, of health. And so all of that, I would say that in my time with the Dallas Cowboys, we're the best and most comprehensive of evaluation we've ever been.
Jerry Jones joining us here at 105 Through the Fan. This was just coming out here in the last about hour or so, but a letter to Roger Goodell, to Damar Smith, and David Baker, Pro Football Hall of Famer, saying that they would not attend the annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony until they get health insurance and an annual salary that includes a share of the league revenue. What are your thoughts on something like that?
Well, I don't have any thoughts at this time. I know about the letter, but I haven't seen it. But that's not the point. I would just have to think about the issues that are involved there, and the Hall of Fame, of course, is totally separate from the NFL and the league, completely separate. And the NFL supports the Hall of Fame, but not only is it husband or is it managed by a completely set of governance, within the Hall of Fame, the selection process has literally nothing to do with the board or the management of the Hall of Fame. That's done, as you know, by the media and a very, very arm's length selection of the media that are involved in the ultimate selection of a Hall of Famer. Where I'm coming from is that it is other than just public statement about something, the NFL is not where you would be asking for anything as far as some of the issues of players were referencing, ex-players were referencing.
Jerry Jones here on The Fan. Do you guys have any update on Bryce Butler discussions and the possibility of bringing Bryce back?
Yeah, well, Butler is here and in Dallas, and so we'll keep you posted. I don't have anything to report relative to what his status is with us.
So, Jerry, one of the things that other fellow media people outside of DFW always ask us is, can you guys talk about the Cowboys freely, and can you criticize? And we say yes. Jerry has thick skin, and he understands the game. People are bringing that to Terrence Williams with his criticism on the way out of town. I'm sorry, Bryce Butler, with some of the things he said about the offense. Do you guys allow that to factor in, or you have thick skin on that as well with some player criticisms that the guys may have leaving here?
I think we take into consideration comments. I know that I firsthand have quite a bit of experience on how your comments can be interpreted, not that they're interpreted wrongly, but just at different times, different implications of actually saying sometimes the very same thing. We all know how that works. And Rich Dalrymple, who is our media director for the Cowboys, says to all players right when the season starts, in the very first meeting they're in, if you don't want to read it, don't say it. Period. And that says a lot.
Jerry, I'm going to quote Steven yesterday here on the station, and they asked him about possible wide receiver help, and I know it's the 50th time with Dez, but he said, don't necessarily see it at this moment, but we're always looking for ways to improve. Should we take that as a door cracked open, or would that be reading too much into it?
I think you should take it at its face, because it is as accurate as you can be. We wouldn't want to, from the standpoint of a response to an inquiry or publicly, we would not discuss what might be or conjecture. That's not fair to anybody, certainly not to the Cowboys. That's many times talent acquisition, if you think, is very strategic, very competitive. Plus, it's not fair to the player either. So I think his statement's accurate.
How do you feel about Dan Bailey's new fit in Minnesota?
Well, I think he's with a we think a lot of Mike Zimmer and have had years of experience with him. And I don't think they have ever been on the same team together. Mike Zimmer is with Dan. But certainly we wish him the very best and hope that we're meeting in a playoff game. And let's see, I would, at that particular time, that's the only time in his ongoing career when he's playing against the Cowboys, will I be not rooting for him.
Jerry, last thing for you. You guys surprised Brad Sham, the voice of the Cowboys for 40 years as the play-by-play guy, named the home radio booth after him. Can you just comment on your time and experience with Brad and 40 years in that booth?
Well, he's a treasure to the Cowboys. I think we talked about how many plays. It was over 30,000 plays that he's in his with his style has basically described to our fans. He's as synonymous as any personality there is. Certainly, as far as he's still active in his broadcast duties, and we hope will continue to be as far as we can see in the future. But he's got a storehouse of a reservoir of data and information that he can go to just in a second with his memory and the experiences that he's had. And I personally wouldn't know what it was like to think about the Cowboys without at some point seeing Brad Sham in my mind. So he's it was a great honor for him. We don't take what we did lightly. Let's take that entire broadcast booth. The Cowboys really have set the standard. Tex Ram said it. He was a journalist. They've set the standard, and you couldn't have a better poster boy than Brad Sham.
And I'm assuming RJ and I, once we reach the 10-year mark, we'll have similar treatment from you and the
we'll take a booth at the Star.
Yeah, you know, we're 8 years in, Jerry. We got two more to go for a 10-year mark. Similar treatment, maybe.
Well, I'll say this: there's probably room for another radio booth out there someplace.
Oh,
all right, yes, there we go. Yes, that's a ceremony.
Jerry, enjoy New York and good luck against Seattle. Thanks for the time.
You bet, guys. Good talking to you this morning.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.